2 years ago, Vermont started a public pre-K program that pays for up to 10 hours of preschool for 3 to 5 year olds. And the state that just issued a report for the legislature that shows mixed results so far. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, Vermont's early ed program is experiencing some growing pains.
Sarah, do I give this to you or Angela?
What is that?
Oh, I'll take this.
Great. It's the start of another day at the Winston Prouty Center in Brattleboro, and things are busy.
This is only for one.
Chloe Leary is director of this early childhood center, and she says the state's new public pre-K program is bringing some big changes. Leary says offering 10 hours was a good start, but it's really not enough for working families. And she worries that the increased demands for licensing, in the absence of higher wages, might force early ed centers to close at a time when, she says, there's an increasing demand.
So absolutely support the concept of investing in early childhood. Do I think Act 166 gets us there? No. I think lots of people think that it's challenging. So I feel like we're doing sort of continuing the fragmentation versus thinking of the whole system and how can we move the whole system forward.
And moving the system forward will take some work, according to the Act 166 legislative report that just came out. Under the new law, public schools were forced to create programs, but the law also covers private centers, like this one in Brattleboro, as well as smaller home-based programs. Amy Fowler is a deputy secretary at the Agency of Education, and she says when the state tried to match up the information coming in from all of those different early ed models, there were glaring inconsistencies.
We saw so much of our data was not usable for a variety of reasons, and that's just not going to be acceptable as we move forward in a policy setting.
The report shows that Vermont spent about $55 million in the first year of Act 166. And Fowler says with that kind of money on the line, the state has to have an accurate and reliable way to measure progress. About 1,000 new kids signed on to the program in its first year. Fowler says that's pretty good, but the number of low-income families using the services, those who qualify for free or reduced lunch programs, for example, barely budged. And Fowler says that's a problem.
And the reason that we're concerned about that is, of course, one of the things we're hoping is that this makes it possible for more students who have free and reduced lunch to participate.
Fowler expected some bumps in the road as the state made dramatic changes in how it administers and pays for early education services. And she says they'll take all the lessons learned in the first year and try to make improvements moving forward. But for some of the people involved in early ed, there will be a period of adjustment.
The landscape that we work in has shifted so dramatically that it's really affected our sustainability.
Margaret Atkinson is director of Wyndham Child Care Association. The group's been serving southeastern Vermont for 35 years, but in the new universal early education system, they lost a major state contract, and so they've decided to merge with Winston Prouty. Atkinson says there's broad support for universal pre-K among early educators, but at the same time, there's also apprehension about the sweeping changes.
My hope is that what comes out the other end is something that really does work well for providers and then ultimately for kids and families too. I think that people are good-heartedly working towards that end, but we're in that interim time where it's hard to know what's going to happen.
Lawmakers were looking into universal pre-K even before this report came out. And as the legislature gets ready to wrap up for the year, a special committee might work through the summer to come back with recommended changes. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.